That's right.
I'm very proud to announce Lydia Pincher. Lydia is not only working with and for Wikidata and Wikimedia, but also with the KDE community. But now she is talking about a project, a new project of Wiki, of the Wikimedia Foundation, and especially of the German chapter of Wikimedia, Wikimedia Deutschland. And she will tell you about Wikidata.
So Wikidata is a new project for Wikimedia, and it's being developed in Germany, here in Berlin. And yeah, I want to give you a short intro to the project, and then maybe also a demo. So. Okay. So the vision of the Wikimedia Foundation and everything around it is to get to a world where every single person is given free access to the sum of all human knowledge. This is, of course, quite an ambitious goal, quite an ambitious vision, but we're working hard on it. So you might know some of the projects of Wikimedia. For example, the most famous one is probably Wikipedia, but there's also Wikiversity, for example, or MediaWiki, the software project, and all the others. So as I said, the most famous one is probably Wikipedia, with more than 20 million articles in more than 280 languages by now. So it's really big. But there are problems when you look at Wikipedia and compare it to the vision. We have the four biggest ones. Wikipedias are the English, German, French, and Dutch language editions. And they have more than 1 million articles. When you look at the other language editions, you see that 40 languages have more than 100,000 articles each. And if you want to know how many have more than 10,000 articles, that's 107 language editions. But there's still a huge gap to over 280, which means there are a lot of Wikipedias with less than 10,000 articles. A nice illustration maybe of this is here. These are, or there's a light for every article that has some kind of geo-coordinates in the English language Wikipedia. So you can pretty much see the whole world nicely lined out. And if you go to the French Wikipedia, it's getting a bit less, but you can still see, and of course, France is the center. and then when you look at Catalan, if someone can explain this to me, please do. And then if you look at Italy, there isn't really much about places outside of Italy. And it's even worse with Greece, for example. So this is obviously a problem when we want to achieve access to all human knowledge for every person on this planet, because language is still a barrier. And there's another problem. Wikipedia knows a lot. For example, it knows all the cities. And it knows their populations, and it knows who the mayor of a big city is. So some people say, okay, can I ask Wikipedia who is the, or for a list of the largest cities with a female mayor? And a friend of mine did, and he got this. As you can see, you get an answer, but the problem is, those are not all cities, they're not the biggest ones, and they don't have a female mayor. So this is kind of fail. but Wikipedia has an answer to that, and it's called lists. For example, you have the list of countries by GDP, you have a list of asteroids named after people, you have a translation of this list of asteroids named after people in a different language edition, and you have stuff like list of problems solved by MacGyver. But you don't have a list of the 10 largest cities with a female mayor. So Wikipedia doesn't have all the answers, unfortunately. And this is why we're working on Wikidata here in Berlin, to make Wikipedia smarter, among other things. What you see here is a very early mock-up of what we want to do. The project is divided into three phases, and the first phase is about language links. Language links are these links you have in the left-hand sidebar of each Wikipedia article that links to articles about the same subject in a different language. And what happens right now is that each language has information in the source of the article saying, okay, and this is the article about the same subject in the French Wikipedia, and this is the one about the same subject in the Kiswahili Wikipedia, and so on. And each of these other languages have the same thing. So there's a lot of redundancy in this. And it's also kind of a tedious work to keep them updated. There's a huge bot framework that tries to keep them in sync and stuff. It's a bit messy. So what we want to do is take these out of the source of the article and put it into one central repository, so you have only one place where you have to maintain them, and then update them only in one place, and each Wikipedia gets the list from there just once. Just to illustrate this, this is how this currently looks in each article, and if you have a very or if you have a subject that's covered in many language editions, then this list gets really, really long. And this is how this could look like in Wikidata. So you have a list, basically, of these language links and what the corresponding article in that language edition is. This is what we're working on right now. There's a demo already, which, or a very early demo, which you can check out later at the Wikimedia booth downstairs. The second phase is about info boxes. So this is what's on the right-hand side of a lot of articles in Wikipedia. Like you can see here, for Germany, so there's stuff like who's the chancellor, who is the best president of the Bundesrat, GDP, and all of this. And just with, like with the language links I talked about earlier, these links, or this information is repeated in each article, in each language edition, in the article about Germany. So if someone finds out, oh, our GDP changes, then this has to be updated in all the language editions. This is, of course, not really ideal. So what we wanted to do in the second phase is take this data and make it possible to store it centrally in Wikidata and have the articles pull their data from there. And so you have it in one place, only need to update it in one place, only need to collect it in one place. And thereby also helping the smaller Wikipedias who don't have the manpower to research all these facts about Germany. They can just take advantage of the larger language editions that can then do a lot of the busy work that needs to be done. This, by the way, is how one of these info boxes looks like right now in the source of the article, which isn't really pretty and is kind of intimidating for someone who's new to editing Wikipedia. So we hope to improve that with a nicer interface with forms and stuff like that. And the last phase we will be working on early next year is to enable inline queries, which basically means that we want to be able to generate these articles or these list articles, like the list of problems MacGyver solved, automatically based on data that is collected in Wikidata instead of having to craft them by hand and update them by hand. For example, right now, if the United States elect a new president, the list of the article called List of Presidents of the United States needs to be updated in each language that has one of those articles. And we hope to, once Wikidata is ready and running, that this will no longer be necessary. And once we have that, we can also do pretty visualizations based on this data, of course, which now is also done by hand a lot. And it's tedious work to update, for example, graphs of unemployment rates in different countries and stuff like that. So we hope that Wikidata will bring us closer to giving everyone access to the sum of all human knowledge. And thank you for your attention. If you want a demo, I'm happy to see you at the Wikimedia booth downstairs. And if you have questions, you can ask me now. If you want to learn even more about the project or even take part, URL at the top, metawikimedia.org/wiki/wikidata is the place to be. And I post daily updates on Twitter, for example. Right. Any questions? Yes.
These inline queries, do you have a mock-up of it?
No, not yet.
And when is it? As far as I know, Wikidata is going to be running for about a year here
right.
in Berlin, and
exactly.
then you will give it over to the
right.
Wikimedia Foundation. When are going to be these inline queries available, for, at least
so
for viewing, whatever?
It's a bit hard to tell, but the plan is currently that, or we have 1 year. We started in April, so end of March next year, the project ends, and by then we need to have the development basically done. And we hope that the second phase is finished by the end of this year, and then we start working on the third phase, which should then be ready by the end of March. The question that is really interesting, though, is when will this be available on Wikipedia, of course. And I can't tell. It will probably take a bit to deploy it, of course, to get it to a state where the Wikimedia Foundation says, oh, yeah, yes, we will run this on all our servers and so on. But I hope next year. Right. And one second. One other thing I was just thinking of is that in this project, in this 1 year, we are focusing on Wikipedia, but it will be possible to access the data, of course, that will be collected from the outside. So if someone wants to write an application that relies on this data, that's very possible. And we are also going to release, or we are already releasing the code, so that people can deploy their own Wikidata instance and collect data that they care about. Right, you had a second question.
So semantic media wiki.
Yes.
Team from Wikidata are actually the developers from Semantic Media Wiki. I read something about it.
Uh-huh.
Are you planning to fuse to consolidate both of it into one single project? Because at the end of the day, at least the third phase, this inline queries. This is what Semantic Media Wiki does.
Right.
And they do it quite well. I know they have a few problems with some performance for very big wikis, but other than that, this is essentially, this is what Semantic Media Wiki does.
Exactly.
Thanks.
So to answer your question, this is stuff from Semantic Media Wiki, and we will try to rely on the code that has been already developed for Semantic Media Wiki for these visualizations, because yes, they are good and they work and all of that. When it comes to merging the projects, no. Unlikely. We will share code and all of that, and we're working closely together. As you said, there are people in both teams. But the goal of Wikidata is very narrow, and it has to run on a scale as large as Wikipedia, the fifth largest website there is on the internet. So this is really, really difficult. Semantic Media Wiki could maybe be shoehorned into something that works for that, but it would lose a lot of its power, and it would lose a lot of what it is able to do now that we can't run on servers that run Wikipedia. For example, Semantic Media Wiki can do really, really powerful queries that take a lot of computing power, and you just can't run that on Wikipedia. So the queries you will be able to do will be more limited than with Semantic Media Wiki, obviously, because yeah, you just can't do that on that scale. Right. Yep. More questions?
How will you go about the population of Wikidata? So will you use projects like DBpedia or something to seed the data initially?
Right. So the 12 people working on the initial development here in Berlin said we will not put data into Wikipedia Wikidata automatically. There are several reasons for that. The main one is that we don't want a lot of data without the community to maintain it. The goal is not to have the biggest data repository that is completely outdated. I mean, that would be kind of defeating the point, right? So we want to grow it slowly, build a community around it, and make sure that it is a healthy project. That being said, I'm pretty sure that at some point the community will decide, okay, let's import this whole bunch of data from there because it's already there and it's easy. But that's up to them then, and yeah, it will be possible. Yeah.
The phase one of your project is essentially you want to create this Wikidata database where you have a common repository where all the info boxes from Wikipedia at some point will get the data from. However, you are already doing this for a long time. For example, for scientific databases, the info boxes, they know to GenBank or to DNA Star and whatever,
right,
all of them, and you get the data from them. So at least in my mind, it doesn't make any sense at all to change this part of it, because the truth doesn't lie in Wikidata, but in a completely different database.
Right,
Wikidata outside. So you would keep this part, I mean, being able from an info box template to access to an external, completely external database. Okay.
Right, so everything that is working right now will also work in the future. Wikidata is an offer, not a mandate. So if someone decides, okay, for this specific article, it doesn't make sense at all to use data from Wikidata, then it's fine. And the other thing, though, is that Wikidata will be a secondary database. That means we will store, we will not be the main place where stuff is stored, but instead we will say, okay, this source says that the population size for, I don't know, Germany is this and that. We will store this data in Wikidata, but we will not be the main place where Redis is stored. So maybe that makes more sense. Okay. More questions? Yeah.
So I'm wondering about the technology. Do you use some predefined vocabulary for Wikidata from semantic web ontologies, or are you making up your own vocabulary for things like major? You would use, I don't know, free-based vocabularies which are already there, right?
Right. So there is a data model on meta, wikimedia.org/wiki/wikidata that you can look at. It's pretty flexible, and that's actually how we want it right now. If there's feedback that this doesn't make sense, then yeah. And I mean, yes, Freebase and also DBpedia have done a lot of work that is interesting in terms of how stuff is structured on Wikipedia, how things are connected and so on. So yes, this is definitely something we are looking at and working with. More questions? No? Well, thank you very much. If you want a demo, please come downstairs to the Wikimedia booth. I will be there to answer questions and demo. Thank you very much.